Beis Tfilah. Tavshin Ein Vav. Erev. Rosh Hashanah. Tavshin Ein Zayin. Today, in our topic of Halacha series, we'll be discussing together whether Rosh Hashanah has the regular mitzvah, is like a Yom Tov, that entails the mitzvah of Samachta B'Chagecha. The Tor in Tov Kuf Pei Beis brings the Rav Sar Sholem on the Goinim that on Rosh Hashanah we say, both in Tefillah and in our Kiddush, we say Mordim Nesimcha Chagim V'smanim Nesosain Es Yoyim Azikoran Azeh. And the reason being, because in the parash Emor, we have the parash of the Moedim. It starts off with Eile Moedei Hashem and ends V'idaber Moshe's Moedei Hashem. So it's all one package. It's one unit of Moedei Hashem. Therefore, it goes in Pesach and Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. They're all linked together called Me'adah Hashem Mikroi Kodesh. And therefore in Rosh Hashanah you have to say Me'adim Asimcha Chagim Uzmanim Nasosim. That's what the Torah brings down from the Rav Sar Sholem. It says that's what they used to say in the Shtei Yeshivas. And likewise says Rav Palti Goyen, and likewise said Rav Shmuel Ben Chofni. They all hold that indeed you have to say Moedim Asimcha Chagim Uzmanim Nesasoyim. It's a Yom Tov like any other Yom Tov, like Pesach and Shavuos, same thing Rosh Hashanah. But the Torah says Ein Oimrim Vitzitzei Non Hashem Elokeinu Be'ava Moedim Asimcha Chagim Uzmanim Nesasoyim. We don't say it on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. We just say it's Yoyim Azikor Nazeh V'chein Pashat Aminuk. And the Torah concludes, this is the minhag, not to say it. So what's the machlokes about? Seems to be a very fundamental machlokes. Whether the samachta b'chagecha, the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, is it limited to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, or does it entail Rosh Hashanah as well? Very fundamental machlokes. Well, many goyim hold it does, and the Torah says it doesn't. And the Shulchan Aruch, who paskens Baloch in Tov Kuf Pei Beis, Einu Oimer Moedim Nesimcha Chagim Uzmanim Nesasoyim. It seems to be a very fundamental machlokes whether Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov with Simcha or not. And it seems to be that this ramification, how to, in our tefillahs, what to say in our tefillahs. And the Shulchan Aruch is machriya to say, not to say, Chagim, Moedim Nesimcha, Chagim Uzman Nesosayim. Therefore, it would seem to be that Rosh Hashanah is not a festival. The question is, we have a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch himself, in Tov Kuf Tzadik Zayin, says, Oichlim v'sheisim v'smeichim. The Shulchan Aruch paskens, do eat and drink and are happy on Rosh Hashanah. So you see, there is a mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, which is in line with the shittus, the goyim who say, it's Moedim Simcha, Chagim Uzmanim Nesasoyim. So it seems to be a discrepancy in the Shulchan Aruch. Apparently, there's a machleik, it's still in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch paskens in a tefillah not to say Chagim Uzmanim Nesasoyim. So therefore, he holds there's no mitzvah simcha. And the Shulchan Aruch himself paskens that you do, there is simcha. He says, Smechim Rosh Hashanah. Seems to be a contradiction. So let's analyze and understand what is this din of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah. Why indeed is the mitzvah of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah? The Urim, it's in Reish Chof Zayin. He points out that the mitzvah of Samachta B'Chagecho is not written in Chag HaMatzos and Rosh Hashanah. Samachta B'Chagecho is written by Shavuot, by Sukkos, maybe Shavuos. He points out it doesn't say Simcha by Chag HaMatzos or by Rosh Hashanah. So how do we know? There's a Hekesh. It says Eilu Taser Hashem Moedeichem Hukshu Kol HaMoedo Zer Azeh. Yom Kippur is an exception because it says V'nisen Es Nafshei Seichem. So in Urim it's explicit the mitzvah Simcha and Rosh Hashanah is because it's like Pesach and so Hukash the Sukkos which says V'samachta B'Chagecho. The Mordechai in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the Mordechai says in Remez Tovshin Ches, the Mordechai says that not at the fast on Rosh Hashanah because the Samachta B'Chagecho Mitzvah Din Simcha. So we find two Rishonim who tell us explicitly there's a mitzvah of Simcha, the Samachta B'Chagecho, applies to Rosh Hashanah. So we're back to square one. We have a Machlekes, we have a Steer in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch seems that he said there's a mitzvah of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah. Apparently he's holding the Samachta B'Chagecho. And then it's a Steer to the Shulchan Aruch himself, who paskins, we don't say. In our davening, we don't say Moedim of Simcha, Chagim is Bar Mesosain. Means he holds not a Yom Tov of Simcha. Seems to be a contradiction. But the reality is, there's another reason why the Simcha and Rosh Hashanah. If you look at the Tor, in Tovkuf Pei Aleph, on the pasuk, Kimi Goy Godol, Rav Chanina, Rabbi Shua Imrim, Eizo Uma Ke Uma Zu, Sheyedas Oif Yosh Elukeo. They know Pirush Min Hagav Adinov. They know how to get on, how to understand Hashem's ways. Sheminogai shel olam adam sheyesh lo din loivei shchoyrim umisatev shchoyrim umegadel zkonai. A person is going to be tried in din. He wears black, wraps himself up in black, grows his beard, doesn't cut his nails. Why? Pishen yodea ech yitzei dinoi. What's the point? Maybe I'll just be killed. What's the point of me dressing myself up? Aber Yisrael Einam Ken Leifim Levonim Misatvim Levonim Ve'oichlim Ve'shoisim Usmeichim. They wear white, they dress white, they eat and they drink, they're happy. V'shoyedim Sh'achadosh Baruch Hu Ya'aseh Lehem Neis. They know Hashem will give them a neis. Chochma Shleima on the Gilgal Shulchan Aruch explains Machshava is not enough. You have to bring the Machshava out. The person's heart has to be brought out into action. That's why Avraham Avinu had a sorin sionis. Hashem knows where Avraham's heart, but it has to be brought out. Therefore, the idea of asmechim is to show bitochen. To show bitochen Hashem. If it's not sufficient just in the heart to have bitochen, you have to act out to show it. That's why we have to eat and drink and be smechim. So I ask, the din simcha Rosh Hashanah, is it an end or a means? When we're eating and drinking, is it a mitzvah of itself or means? It all depends. According to the Yoreim and the Mordechai, who clearly say there's a mitzvah of a samachta b'chagecha, the same mitzvah you have to eat on Yom Tov, on Sukkot, applied to the mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah as well, all linked together. So being sameach and eating on Rosh Hashanah is the end. It's a tachlis. It's a mitzvah deraisa to be happy on Rosh Hashanah. Versus the tour, it's not an end, it's a means. Really, it's a yom din, we should really be mourning. But Am Yisrael, since the Pturim Shinasalem Neis, therefore, they eat and drink. It's a show bitochen. Therefore, it's not an end of itself. It's a means to bring out our bitochen. So the Fize, Rabbi Yashev, the Shulchan Aruch, what was Astir in Shulchan Aruch? On one hand, the Shulchan Aruch paskens not to say Meredim Asimcha on Rosh Hashanah. On the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch says Oichlim Shoisim Asmeichim, which means there is a mitzvah Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Seems to be a contradiction. Now we don't even know, it's not a contradiction. Be'emes the Shulchan Aruch Lishitos, he holds there's no din of Simcha. It's not Meredim Asimcha. Why are you eating and drinking? For a different reason. To bring out bitochen. To show bitochen Hashem. Shubtuchim shenasalem neis. And for Gevaldik, everything is Neyushav. But, Yashitas HaRambam. This also takes care of the Morgan Avraham. The Morgan Avraham brings in Tovkuv Tzadik Zayin the cost of a Magid Mishorim Shloi Lechol Basor Oilish Tois Yayin Barosh Hashanah, not to eat meat and not to drink wine on Rosh Hashanah. What's that? On the Din, but the Din of Simcha. How can you cut down on the meat? En simcha le b'basar. En simcha le b'yayin. On the Yom Tov, it's a full chiyuv to have basar and yayin. How can the Morgan of Ram bring down not to have basar and yayin in Rosh Hashanah? There's a din simcha. The answer is no, very geschmack. Be'emes, if it were to be a real din simcha v'samachta b'chagecha, of course you need to have basar and yayin. But here, it's a show. It's not a real simcha. It's a way to show bitochen. No? For a person who's on trial of his life to have chicken is also, it also shows bitochen. It also shows tuchim she'asrem neis. Therefore, he says don't have wheat and wine. Smiyash is very good. Problem is, Yeshitas HaRambam. So let's just summarize what we're holding. We have Achikas Goinim. Whether we should say Meridim Simcha Chagim Zmanim Nesosayin. Many Goyim say you do. So obviously they hold this mitzvah Simcha. Shulchan Aruch passes not to. That means there's no mitzvah Simcha. Either Shulchan Aruch says to be sameach for different reasons for bitochen. Problem is the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam. We can be daik with Dvarav. There is mitzvah simcha on Rosh Hashanah. What's the raya? Because the Rambam, in Hilchos Yom Tov, Perek Vav, Aloch Yud Zayin, says the Rambam, Shivas Yemei Pesach V'shmeinas Yemei Chag Im Shayomim Toivim Plural Chayev Odom Yisbem Sameach V'tuv Lev U V'bono V'ishtoi Keitzad K'tanim Yibaydim This and the Noshim Yibaydim That and Anoshim Oichel Bosu V'shoysim Yayin. This is Rambam describing Simchas Yom Tov. What did he count? Shivas Yemei Pesach, Shmoinas Yemei Chag, Im Shar Yomim Toivim Plural. What's he missed out? He said Pesach. He's had Sukkos. What's he missed out? What didn't he mention explicitly? Shavuos. How many days is Shavuos? One. So when the Rambam says, Im Shayomim Toivim, it's covered Shavuos, but there's something else. Zogt ab Shnei HaKotla, it must be Rosh Hashanah. There's nothing else. Did he mean Yom Atzmaut? What did he mean? What? No, but the Rambam is discussing the Deraisa. He says Shivas Yemei Pesach. He doesn't say Shmoinas Yemei Pesach. Okay, he's discussing the Deraisa, not the Drabonans. The Alma. Shivas Yemei Pesach. He says Shmoinas Yemei Chag. He doesn't say nine. Who says the nine Yemei Chag? He's discussing the Deraisa. Net Yisrael. And he says Im Shar Yomim Toivim. Shar Yomim Toivim. That's Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. So you see, the Rambam holds there's a mitzvah, there's a simcha. The simcha applies to Rosh Hashanah. Okay, well, that's fine. So we met the Urim, we met the Mordechai. They also say the same thing. Mitzvah Samachta B'chayach applies to Rosh Hashanah. Say the Gemara. But the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush, in Sechas in Shabbos Perek Chof Tes Halach Yutes and Chof in Dine Kiddush, he brings Nusach HaKiddush V'Yom Tevez Bochta Hashem Kei Melech Olam V'Titei Lanu B'Avo Medim L'Simcho Chagim V'Zman V'Sosin Z'Yoyim Yom Tev Pesach. Continues the Rambam, that's for regular Yom Tev. In a regular Yom Tev in Kiddush you mention Medim L'Simcho Chagim V'Zman V'Sosin, but and Rosh Hashanah, Oimer, Vatitze non Hashem Elokeinu Be'avo, Es Yoim Toiv Mikro HaKodesh Hazeh, Yoim HaZikaron Hazeh. He tells us in the Kiddush, what do you say? Mikro HaKodesh Hazeh, Yoim HaZikaron Hazeh. What did he skip out? He skipped out, Mo'edin Mesimcha, Hagim Hazan, that's all saying. Skipped it out. That's the Rambam Hilchos Kiddush. The Rambam, at the end of Sefer Avo, there the Rambam has Seita Tfilos. He has like a siddur. And there he has a chapter called Bracha Emtzoi Shel Yom Tov. What's the nusach for the middle bracha of Yom Tov? Ato v'chartonu, v'titenon Hashem Elokeinu, mo'edim l'simcha, chagim l'zman l'masosim. So by regular Yom Tov he mentions Moedim Simcha, and the middle bracha, and then he has a chapter called Bracha Im Tzoris Rosh Hashanah Ato V'chartonu V'atite Non Hashem Elokeinu Es Yom Tov Mikra Koydir Zeh Es Yom HaZikaron Hazeh. What's he skipped out? The Rambam has omitted Moedim Simcha Kargim Ezman Masasayim. It applies to regular Yom Tov. It's not being said over here. So now we're kind of stuck, because that means Rambam holds he proved there is mitzvah samachta b'chagecha on Yom Tov, but the Rambam clearly says that we don't say moedim simcha chagim zman masasayin. This doesn't fit with anything we don't say till now. Till now we have two camps. If you say the goyim will say that moedim simcha chagim zman masasayin, hold there's a mitzvah smachta b'chagecha, and the shittas who hold that you don't say zmanim zman chagim as manim sasin hold. There's no mitzvah simcha. That's what we're running till now. Shulchan Aruch, paskins you don't say. He also holds the simcha we do is not real simcha. It's just bitochen. Say though, but in the Rambam we get mixed up. Because the Rambam holds this mitzvah simcha. Yet, he says, don't say, chagim is manim sasin. So to understand, Yasha the Rambam, we need to come into go into a new sugya. The sugya of Halal and Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, says the Gemara, not to say Halal on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Omru malachi ashoris lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rebbeinu shel Olam, mipnei ma'ein Yisrael oimim shira lefonecha b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim. Why don't they say shira? Omalei, efsha melech yeshev al kisei din. Hashem answers them, is it possible that there's a king sitting on din, v'sifrei chayim, v'sifrei meisim, psuchim lefonov, the books of life, and the books of death are open in front of him. We swirl oimim shira. So therefore, we don't say shira. Therefore, they don't say halal. In the Sefer Mikra Kodesh, it brings from the Griz that the Brisker Rav asked Reb Chaim. The Gemara says clearly that not to say Shira on Rosh Hashanah, because Sefer Chaim and Sefer Meis and Psuchim Nefonov. That's how we don't say Halal. But he asked Reb Chaim, in the Middash they would say Shir Shal Yoyim. Rosh Hashanah, you say Shir Shal Yoyim. We just learn not to say Shira. We don't say Halal, you don't say Shira on Rosh Hashanah. Why is it we say Shir Shal Yoyim? How could that be? Answer Reb Chaim, I saw it. Says Reb Chaim, the levels of Simcha. You say, when the Gemara says Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim, means the Simcha is not complete. There's Simcha, but it's not complete. And therefore, there's a difference between Halel and Shira. Halel, to say Halel, you need to have Simcha Shlema. Shira doesn't require Simcha Shlema. And this is the Mefurish in the Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah. The Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah tells us all the days we say Halal when we don't say Halal. Says the Rambam over there, Avroish Hashanah V'yayim HaKippurim Ein Bem Halal Fi Shem Yimei Tshuva V'yira V'pachat V'lo Yimei Simcha Yisera. So he's Dr. Rambam. Rosh Hashanah is in a year of a pachad, but it's not simcha yaseira. It's not an extra super simcha. Therefore, Zogt Reb Chaim, it's simcha. It's still simcha Rosh Hashanah. There's no simcha yaseira. Therefore, God needs to say shira, shira shal yoyim. Say shira shal yoyim. But simcha yaseira that's required for halal, that we don't say. So we see the levels of Simcha. This Reb Chaim is the Loika Magon Avraham. The Magon Avraham asks in Tovkuf Pei Dalet, "Din, you don't say Halel." Says the Magon Avraham, "So what happens if you say Tehillim? You say Tehillim and you bump into Hallel, what are you going to do? Because you know Mshira. How can you say the Tehillim? Answer the Magen Avraham. You're not saying Derech Shira, you're saying Stam Tehillim. You're not saying it, but Torah Shira. The Marsha in Erechim asks, how can you say Oz Yashir on Rosh Hashanah? Sifri Chaim, Sifri Mitzim, you're saying Shira, what's going on? Says the Marsha, same insight. We're not saying the Torah Shira, we're saying Sipu Dvarim. We're just saying what happens. We're not saying the Torah Shira. In other words, both the Magen Avraham and the Marsha understood there's an Issa to say Shira. It's an Issa. You can't say Shira. The answer, oh, we're saying there's Sipu Dvarim, don't mean it. The Rambam, first of all, we see, going to Abhaim, he doesn't say Shira. Can't say Halel, Halel is Sipu Shlema. Also, there's no Issa. There's no Shlema Shlema, you don't say Halel, there's no Issa. You never consider saying there'd be an Issa to say Tehillim. So, the Mela, when there's Reb Chaim, you see there's levels, and Rosh Hashanah, even the Simcha, and you could say Shira, but Halal not. Halal is Simcha Shlema. So Melo, we can answer that we could use the same aside. Be'emes the Rambam holds this is with Simachta b'chagecho. It's not Simcha Shlema, and therefore the Rambam holds it's not appropriate to say sasoin, to say the words chagin as manim as sasoin, moedim as Simcha. It's not Simcha Shlema. And therefore the Rambam holds it's not appropriate to say. This is very could be understood very well based on the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos. Rosh Hashanah explains why we don't say Halel. Because if she may avoid of achno of a pachat, umirav Hashem v'yirav imenu, umivrach amon aseilov. The tshuva v'tachanunim v'bakosha v'kabor v'sticha. These are very serious days. V'kod eidu anyonim einu hogun aschoik v'asimcha. It's not appropriate. So therefore, what comes out is that according to Rambam, there is simcha. It's not the level, there's doubt, it's not the full-fledged Simcha. At the end of the day, these are days of Yerav Pachad. And therefore, it's true there's a mitzvah of Samachta B'Chagecha, but the same we don't say Halal, because it's not Simcha Shlema. Likewise, he holds, we're not going to say in our tefillahs, we're not going to say Moedim Simcha Chagim Zman Mesosayim. According to Shulchan Aruch, very well be, there's no mitzvah simcha, and the reason why we do eat and drink is because to show our bitochen. I'd like to finish off quoting the mitzvah of the Brisker Rav. In Echtovi Ma'amorim, or Rav Shach, Chelek Gimel, Peish Kuf Mem Zayin. Rav Shach recites that the Brisker Rav, in his last days, asked Rav Shach, "My year, what's going to be?" He was always doyeg, was worried. He's not living up to the way the standard he's supposed to be. So Rav Shach told him, "Nechamti," he says, "I tried to comfort him. I told him, Yerushalmi, the Kali saw come to din." wearing levonim, mistaprim, umechapsim, and sheptuchim sheyaslem neis. So what are you worried about? So I call beseder, sheptuchim sheyaslem neis, like Klal Yisrael. Says Briskerov, no. Says Briskerov, he said, it's all based on a piyut of Rav Shlomo Iber ben Gavroel. In the piyut Kesa Malchus. When you say that piyut, and you say over there in the piyut, Elikai, Im lo yoichil rachamecho mi yochus alai. If I don't, who else is going to have mercy on me besides you? Lochein, Im tikteleini, if you'll kill me, Lecho ayachel. You want to kill me? I'm waiting for you to help me. Im tevakesh la'avoini, if you look for my sin, Evrach mimcho. I don't run away from you. Eilecho. Veskase michamoscho v'tzilcho. If you get angry with me, I'll hide myself from your anger in your shade, in your shadow. Said the Briskerov, it's in Fusha Rambam. The idea, what the Rambam writes in the Perusha Mishnais, why do we say Halom Moshona? Vishem Yimei Avoida V'achno V'pachat. Umoyre Me'ashem, Uyire Mimenu, Umivrach, Umonois, Eilov. We run away and escape to him. That's what Rambam says. So therefore, said the Briskerov, what's the idea of Tuchim Shnasim Neis? That a person has a pachad madin. He sees the pachad, and he has such a bitochen. He runs back to, he hides back to Hashem. He's mivrach elov. He runs away to him. Oh, that's bitochen, and that's a big schus for yom adin. But a person who's not gerus the tzara. He's not even aware of anything. He's also wearing levonim, because for him he's on vacation. He's playing tennis. He's wearing levonim. He's not gerus b'chol the pachad. So of course he's happy and calm. So you don't, there's no bitochen. A person who sees the sakona, and he it's mamish, it's b'chush, and he runs away to Hashem. That's bitochen. That's a schus. He says, Briskerov, where are we holding? That's what Briskerov told the Torah Pshach. Anyway, all of you, they knew that Machlokes weather, the simcha, the definitely, we should have the pachad of the din, and have bitochim, and b'tuchim sh'nasalem neis, and b'zad Hashem u'ubi nechtav, the ksiva, the Chasima Toivo. Thank you very much. A good Yom Tov.